Christian Satellite Television helps people in Afghanistan negotiate troubled waters. Washing hands saves lives in India. And can running around the world help missions? Well, these stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Afghanistan is at the cusp of major change. Insurgents pose a security threat, and yet at the same time, there's the promise of new leadership, rebuilding, and growth. Terry Ascott says that's particularly true for Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region.
The main reason would be the introduction of more programming in Dari. Now, Dari is a dialect of Farsi, and Dari-speaking Afghans, which make up about a third of the country, have been listening to our Farsi broadcast, but perhaps they didn't really feel these broadcasts were for them.
The only thing holding them back now are the funds. He says last year was hard because of the global recession. As a result,
some programs have had to be curtailed. Some facilities are under-equipped and need updating.
Why the urgency?
People are facing drastic social change, political change, are more open to the gospel than those who are in a status quo situation.
Our next story is about the Mathari Valley slum in Kenya, generational poverty, and food.
Before people tune out, I want them to know, when you feed a child there, it's not just about giving them nourishment for that day, it's about that they come to school.
That's C.H. Dyer with Bright Hope International. Feel like the train sort of jumped off the track? Well, it's all connected.
The eternity piece of that is to share the gospel and help disciple them. The today part is the food. The tomorrow part is to get an education so that those children have a better chance of getting out of the slum.
But Dyer says the food program is in trouble right now.
The food program right now is in a deficit. We are short about $7,000 of being able to keep this food going next quarter.
Matching grant means double the impact.
One child, $10 for 50 days. Two meals a day. And so I'm excited about that, but I need people to give so that we can fully utilize all those matching funds.
We've got a link at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Washing hands does more than just fight germs. It saves lives in rural India. Over 20% of transmittable diseases in that country are related to unsafe drinking water. Thousands die every year from diseases like cholera. And that's why India Partners started a three-day training course in Andhra Pradesh. See, they're teaching village leaders how to keep the water safe and how to prevent the spread of disease. Pray that this opens gospel doors. Meanwhile, we're spotlighting India as International Women's Day approaches. In this country, women fight the tide in nearly every stage of life. MNN's Katie Harth takes a closer look.
A girl's lifelong struggle begins at birth. Dr. Suresh, a medical missionary supported by Gospel for Asia, remembers when he was asked to care for a sick baby.
To me, it would die in the next few moments because the respiratory rate was so high. And the little baby was like skin and bones.
Though the baby's family was given money and a ride to the hospital, they refused to go. Dr. Suresh was told,
they don't care if this child died because it's a girl. That will probably stay with me because that's the plight of a girl in India.
Ask God to protect and provide for the little girls he creates. Tomorrow we'll look at how Gospel for Asia helps women find hope and new life. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And what would it be like to run around the world for missions? Well, Operation Mobilization is trying it with their Run for the World initiative. It's a series of 5K runs and walks taking place in each of the world's 24 time zones on September 28th. And the goal? To break down social barriers while raising support for certain projects. You can run, give, or organize an event to get involved. Find details at missionnetworknews.org and pray that this event will mobilize the body of Christ. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on our lives. Are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.